WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. One more death in Virginia is reported due to Tropical Storm Helene as crews work to restore power in southwestern Virginia. A viral video from the state police shows two of the agency's helicopters rescuing flood victims from the roof of an Eastern Tennessee hospital. And Republicans in the 5th Congressional District are purging their members. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, October 1st. The death toll from Hurricane Helene's impact on southwest Virginia is up to at least two, as another storm forms off the Gulf Coast that could hit the region later this week. The Virginia Mercury reports that at the peak of the storm, about 282,000 Appalachian Power customers in the region were without power. That number was down to about 70,000 by early Tuesday. Many secondary roads in the WMRA region remain blocked by flooding or downed trees and power lines. In Albemarle County, Helene's rains closed five roads, where one road was washed out and will need to be rebuilt. In Madison County, Route 670, or Old Blue Ridge Turnpike, was washed out, and Route 637, or Mutton Hollow Road, in Greene County, was closed due to high water. Virginia officials expect more localities to be added to a federal emergency declaration approved over the weekend. They're also expediting Virginia's application for a major disaster declaration by the federal government. Governor Glenn Youngkin said Monday that it's still too early to put a dollar amount on the damage.
Aggregating the personal loss, the business losses, we toured businesses yesterday that I don't know when they're going to open again, and they've got big damage to their facilities. We've seen roads out and bridges out.
Youngkin said responders do not believe there are any additional life-threatening situations that need immediate response. The governor said crews are now starting to focus on restoring power and communications, as well as assessing damaged roads, bridges, and structures, mainly in southwestern Virginia, where the damage and power outages were most severe. The governor said major dams along the New River are safe, but emergency officials warn people of the potential for new flooding with continuing showers and storms from the remnants of Helene over already saturated areas.
The whole stretch up the New River Valley has got real risk associated with it. And so we're asking people to go safe places, make sure if you need shelters, we've got them. And we understand that people are hesitant to leave their stuff, but we've got to get people into safe places for the rest of the week.
Youngkin said emergency officials are paying attention to possible storm systems, again developing in the Caribbean and Atlantic. A viral video from Virginia State Police shows two of the agency's helicopters rescuing flood victims from the roof of an Eastern Tennessee hospital. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Kuttner spoke with VSP and got the first public account of how the daring mission unfolded.
This was a life or death situation, and so we it wasn't much of a decision. We knew we had the capacity in Virginia to take care of our folks, so we made the call to move to Tennessee.
That's Virginia State Police Lieutenant Colonel Matt Hanley speaking Monday after sharing video of two police choppers pulling people off the roof of a rural Tennessee hospital. The rescue operation was run by VSP's Med Flight 2, part of the agency's aviation teams around the state. Hanley said the call for help originally came from the Tennessee side of the state line, as heavy rains kept choppers there grounded, but the skies were clear enough that Virginia State Police stepped into action.
We initially flew out and put one skid on the side of the building because this hospital is not designed to land a helicopter on it. So our pilots positioned a helicopter, hovered just above the building. We unloaded two of our crew members to explain to the people on the building how this was going to happen, what we needed them to do. And then we just started rotating helicopters in.
Hanley said the years of training paid off, but he could only imagine what was going through the minds of those being rescued as the water rose and two helicopters danced above them.
They call them skid rescues, and it's something they practice pretty frequently. So our pilots were very confident in the ability to pull it off. I'm sure there were some nervous folks on the roof, though.
The team was able to rescue 40 people over the course of 4 hours. By then, the skies had cleared, and a Black Hawk helicopter from the Tennessee National Guard was able to save the remaining 20. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
At least four members of the 5th District's 37-member Republican Committee, including the vice chair, were ousted over the weekend. The Virginia Mercury reports that another member resigned after they all refused to sign renewed loyalty pledges for State Senator John McGuire, the party's nominee for Congress. The four purged members and the resignee were among 25 Republican officials who in early June signed an open letter urging former President Donald Trump to reconsider his endorsement of McGuire advocating instead for Trump support of Representative Bob Good, the incumbent. Good lost a close primary election to McGuire. And finally today, a court ruling in Arlington could significantly impact zoning across the Commonwealth. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
A judge in Arlington is striking down a controversial zoning reform that ended single-family-only zoning, a program members of the Arlington County Board called Missing Middle when they unanimously approved it in 2023. Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says the ruling represents a significant victory for the property owners who argued in court that county leaders did not fully understand the impact of what they were doing.
A very complex system that a governing body put in place after months of study and review is out the window. And it's a really big deal for advocates who did not want this new system. Technically, the little guys won. They beat the government.
A similar legal challenge is also underway in Alexandria, which enacted a similar zoning reform they call zoning for housing. And the same judge who ruled in Arlington is also considering the Alexandria case. Ilya Soman is a law professor at George Mason University Law School in Arlington.
Obviously, there is at least a good chance that he would issue a similar ruling. And if he does, and if those rulings are affirmed on appeal, and obviously those are two big ifs, then it would make it significantly more difficult for jurisdictions in Virginia to do deregulatory zoning reform.
He says the ruling highlights the need for statewide zoning reform and stronger protections for property rights. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.